This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 194 for Tuesday, December 19th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market erased Monday's gains due to mixed vegetable oils and a stronger loonie. Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil were up, but European rapeseed was down. Crude oil was higher due to the ongoing threat of attacks on vessels in the Red Sea. The Canadian dollar was up more than one-third of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close, at its highest level since August. Statistics Canada reported today that the country's annual inflation rate remained at 3.1% in November. The January canola contract was down $8.60 per ton at $642.90, while the March contract was down $8.40 per ton at $656.50. In the U.S., wheat was up, corn was down, and soybeans fell by the double digits. There were reports that Canada will join a multinational effort to protect commercial vessels on the Red Sea in the aftermath of recent attacks. The operation was announced by the U.S. and will include the United Kingdom, Bahrain, France, and Italy, among others. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier cut his production estimate for 2023-24 Brazilian corn by 1 million tons at 117 million. Other private estimates are also projecting the crop to be below 120 million, while the U.S. Department of Agriculture's last estimate was 129 million tons. Conditions remain hot in northern and central Brazil, but rains in the forecast will help its Safrinha corn crop. The March corn contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.73. Cordonnier also cut his estimate for Brazilian soybean production by 2 million tons to 155 million. Brazilian soybean exports have already eclipsed 100 million tons this calendar year for the first time ever, according to customs data. Meanwhile, Argentina plans on raising its export tax on soy products from 31% to 33% to match soybeans in an effort to generate revenue after the peso is devalued. Starting in mid-January, the Panama Canal will raise its daily Panamax allotment from 18 to 24 vessels despite ongoing drought. The January soybean contract was down 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.13, while the March contract was down 18 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.23. Workers at Viterra have rejected the company's final offer and voted in favor of strike action. No deadline was given for a possible walkout. China imported 660,000 tons of wheat in the month of November, down from 1.01 million 1 year ago, and the full year's 11.5 million tons are almost 30% of last year's pace. Egypt issued an international tender for wheat for February delivery, while Thailand tendered to purchase 197,000 tons of feed wheat for February to April shipment. The March Chicago wheat contract was up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.23. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.42. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.27. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, December 19th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.